Hey there, I'm Wendy Vaughn, sales success coach. Now, they call me the queen of predictable sales results. Well, because the easy formulas I share create sustainable, predictable results for my clients. And I am so glad that you've tuned in to today's episode of the Selling Made Easy Show, because this show is all about inspiration, not just in demystifying the client getting process known as sales, but also in peering through the lens of guest entrepreneurs who are blazing their own trails. And those trails have probably included a few unexpected roadblocks, maybe even having to overcome fears or blocks about selling. Now, I believe everyone has their zone of genius, their superpower that's a gift to others, including you. Now, for me, after 22 years of outperforming my peers in sales results, well, it's almost an X-ray vision that I have when it comes to finding and fixing any sales blind spots within entrepreneurs that are unknowingly causing clients to slip away. And with today's guest, his zone of genius is his ability to help people understand their bodies at their genetic level so that they can find the right nutrition, habits, and mindset to empower them to be the best version of themselves. So I am super excited to introduce David Krantz. Now, David is a certified epigenetic coach and sought-after expert in the field of individualized nutrition and peak performance. David is best known for developing a test in collaboration with Apeiron Genomics that helps people understand their unique response to cannabis. Now, he was nominated in 2019 as a top 100 health innovator by the International Forum for Healthcare Advancement, and in 2020, launched a comprehensive training program on cannabis nutrigenetics for health practitioners. Now, a lifelong artist and musician, David sees the various systems of the body as parts of a complex symphony and has a passion for helping people fine-tune those parts to create resonant wellness. Well, welcome, David. I am so excited to have you as my guest today.
Well, thanks, Wendy. I'm really excited to talk with you today.
Yeah, and I just love how you're helping people gain better health and performance through ways that are linked to genetics. I can't wait to hear more about this and the work that you're now doing.
Yeah, absolutely. Maybe we should just start there and kind of give the listeners a little bit of understanding of what epigenetics is and kind
Yeah.
of what it is that I do.
That would be great.
Okay. So when DNA was first discovered back in the structure of DNA was first discovered back in the 50s, we thought it really contained the code that created all the outcomes in life. Your destiny was written in your DNA. And over the past 20 or 30 years or so, science has really shown that that's not actually the case, and that your habits, your nutrition, all of the things that you're exposed to, toxins and stress, and all of that actually changes the expression of your DNA. And that's what epigenetics is really talking about. Epigenetics is this system in the body that can turn on or turn off genes in response to the environment, in response to what you do. And it is really the underlying cause of either health or illness and sickness. And what I do with people is help them understand how these individual genetic variants that people have, because you have a unique set of DNA, I have a unique set of DNA. If whoever's listening has kind of a unique set of DNA as well, I
Right.
help people understand how that contributes to figuring out what's going to create this optimal genetic expression, what's going to create health in terms of what you put in your body, what you do, and really look at it from the genetic level.
Wow, that is really interesting. I have not heard that level of explanation, because that's what I thought was we were born with what we, passed on to us, and that's what we had for the rest of our life, like it or not. So this is really interesting information, and I can see how that can allow people to take a lot more proactive stance in the way that they're achieving their health. So yeah, that's really interesting. And I'm curious here, what exactly was the inspiration or tipping point that prompted you to start your own epigenetic coaching practice?
So I'll give you kind of two parts of this story. The first is my own health journey, and the second is kind of a nudge from the universe that launched me into this. My background is in music, and I was a touring electronic musician in my early 20s. And my lifestyle, being up late all night, you know, sometimes till 3-4 in the morning playing gigs, writing music, really burnt me out. There was a couple other things at play. I was in a pretty toxic creative partnership at the time that was just added a lot of stress. And it was kind of the perfect storm of just my mind and body breaking down. And I kind of had to step away from touring and doing that for a couple of years and just really figure out how to get my body back on track. And I really became obsessed with health and biohacking and just learning how to change the way I felt inside and physically. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I started to have some success and kind of got myself back to a place where I was stable. And I was listening to a bunch of podcasts at the time, and I had found this podcast called Biohacking for Optimal Health by this doctor named Dan Stickler. And it was amazing. There was no one else who was talking about things from the epigenetic perspective. And I listened to every episode he had put out. And I was taking a walk on my lunch break one day, and I actually realized that this logo of this podcast was on the building next door to me. This doctor had, after listening to every one of his podcasts, had an office about 100 feet away from me.
Oh my gosh.
Right.
Yeah. This is the universe part of your story.
This is the universe part, right? So I at first I just made an appointment because I wanted to get some blood work done. I wanted to work with him. And when I met with him, he told me that his wife, who was an audiologist and was a colonel in the Air Force, a kind of special operations peak performance expert for the Air Force, had built this experimental sound chamber in their clinic. And they were looking for someone to create audio programs for it, for meditation and stress relief and, you know, kind of creating altered states with sound.
Right.
And that was completely my skill set. Right.
I just happen to have all that.
Right. So I started working with them. And right around that same time, Dr. Stickler started working on this training program to train other coaches and clinicians in his method of genetics and epigenetics.
Wow.
And I was really there at the right time.
Yeah.
You know, at that point, I didn't think of myself as a coach. As an artist. But he really nudged me and said, hey, you know, you should come join us. Let me train you. I need to practice. I need to be able to test this on people that are not doctors, you know, that don't have that background.
Mm-hmm.
And you would be good at this. And I actually said no at first. And he, you know, kind of just kept at it and really saw something in me that I didn't see at the time. So I have to give him a lot of credit for kind of seeing the potential that was there. And so I started training with him and realized that, yeah, all the things that I had figured about my own body and done to get myself back into a state of health could apply to other people. And from there, I really decided to just kind of take the leap of faith and start working with other people. And, you know, at first it was just working with a couple friends and needing to prove to myself that this worked, needing to prove that this was something that could actually
validation. Right.
Right. Right. And once I saw a couple people really make some changes that were positive, I was all in.
Hmm. Wow. That is fascinating. It is amazing how and you were resisting, right? That it was unfolding perfectly right in front of you, you know, with your quest to gain innovative techniques for optimizing your own health. And with your sound, you know, music background, you know, sound engineering, there it was right in front of you. But, you know, you put in a little bit of resistance, but the universe just kept working on your behalf, it sounds like, and gave you that little extra nudge. And yeah, that is fascinating. And now you're making a huge difference for others through this innovative, it's not really innovative, but it's just more of a deep scientific approach. And well, how long have you had your own coaching practice, and has your business mission or vision evolved during that time?
Yeah. So I've been coaching since 2016.
Okay.
So about 5 years.
Yeah.
And it has definitely evolved and changed over time in that you know, when I started out, I was relying on the tools, right? I was relying on just the genetics, and over time I've developed my coaching ability, you know, the ability to really work with people and understand what motivates them and drives them and what they need from the psychological side of things. And so I've really changed the way I work with people to include both sides, you know, both the physiological, the nutrition, the supplements, what are the things that are going to help the physical body. But then I've really also worked on mindset and helping people overcome barriers and blocks to implementing those changes, because, you know, if you're, you know, listening, you probably know, you can know what you're supposed to do, but sometimes doing it is a very different story.
Oh yes. That comes to a lot of different things in life. Yeah. Knowing and doing are two different things. I used to tell that to my sons all the time, and they'd just look at me with this, you know, glaze of discontent, you know, it's like, right. I hate that. Well, it's true. Knowing and doing are two different things. So have there been any big roadblocks or challenges that you've had to overcome along the way in building your coaching practice?
Yeah. You know, I'll identify two of them. And I would say the first one is really just believing that I'm capable of helping people, that I'm worthy of being of service to other people. You know, that was a real block for me for a while, not knowing whether that could really help people. And, you know, that's not just something that the evidence itself, right? Like seeing changes in clients help, like that's helped, but really it's been an internal process of me getting over some of my own self-doubt, you know, my own limiting beliefs about myself in the process.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I'm sure, you know, as a consultant, owning your own business is one of the most challenging things you can do for all of the internal self-doubt or self-esteem kind of stuff. So
it's pretty much a catalyst to bringing out anything that's limiting.
Right.
Well, can you share maybe a technique that you utilize to overcome your own self-doubts and really step into this, what I see, your zone of genius? But, you know, we don't always connect with that at the beginning. So if you can share maybe a little bit of what you use to overcome your self-doubts, that'd be great.
That's a really good question. A lot of it for me was identifying where those self-doubts originated from in early childhood and having experiences that made me feel like I wasn't good enough, and really going back and healing those parts of myself, because a lot of what I was coming up against had absolutely nothing to do with what was going on in the moment. It was like, you know, shadows from the past kind of casting themselves over the present. And so just being able to really get real about unhealed wounds and you know, and sometimes it was little tiny stuff like, you know, you're a musician. Like I had this memory of entering a piano competition when I was like maybe 8 or 9, and I hadn't practiced. Right. So, you know, I didn't do very well.
Right.
And at that point in time, I didn't have the awareness to really understand that. I just remember feeling really bad about it. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it was something that I just held and had never processed and understood until, you know, I was in, you know, my mid to late 20s. And I went back and said, you know, now as an adult, I can understand that. I can give that part of myself some love and some understanding, and just kind of going through the unresolved, unprocessed stuff really opened up a lot of opportunity to have more autonomy, have more of an ability to, you know, put my energy where I wanted it to and believe that I can do things that without having done that, I think would have been very difficult.
Right. Yeah. It's our brains assess an event and they attach a meaning to it. And then that's put on autopilot, and that's the way it's going to be going forward. And until we get back to that original root cause and realize, that wasn't the truth, you know? And then our brain is like, oh, okay, well, tell me what is.
Right.
So yeah, thank you for sharing that. I realize that I put you on the spot there, but yeah, that's really powerful information. And like you said, pretty much anybody who jumps into business for themselves faces limiting beliefs in a big way, you know, whatever version of that is, even if they're standing squarely in their expertise, you know, like you. And so it's just one of those things that we have to dive in deep and heal. So yeah, thank you for sharing that. And you know, obviously, David, you are an expert at helping people truly become healthier and live happier lives through a very scientific means. But I'm curious, how do you feel about the client enrollment or sales part of being in business? Now, this is a very different skill set. Do you have any challenges or frustrations with this important part of growing a successful business?
Yeah, well, you know, that is one of the things that early on I was so scared of. I was so afraid to ask people for money. I was afraid to engage people in any kind of sales process because sales felt like a dirty word to me. And we talked a little bit about this before the show, but it, you know, just being able to reframe it in a way where sales is aligning people with the right service for them. You know, it's finding the right thing for the right people. And that was a really helpful reframe. And right now, I think the biggest challenge for me is learning how to filter people that are not the right fit for my services and not get stuck on a sales call for, you know, an hour with someone who I already know kind of off the bat just isn't going to be the right fit or isn't presenting the right attitude. And so, you know, that's one of my big challenges right now is making better use of my time on sales calls and having more of a filter for people in a way.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. That is so important. And, you know, honoring your time because it is frustrating for everybody, right? So yeah, I'd love to provide you with maybe a little bit of insight around how to set up your time more efficiently and have more effective conversations with people that really are within, you know, that right framework or qualifications. So if you'd like, I can share with you a technique or two.
Yeah, that would be great. I'd love that.
Okay. So, you know, it's interesting because the sales process, if you will, or the client attraction process originates with putting out a message that attracts people to you, unless it's just a referral, you know, somebody knows somebody and it's like, hey, you need to talk to David. Then it's like, okay, sure. You know, but our marketing or the original way that we're presenting ourselves to the market, which is why it's called marketing, is how we put forward the critical message that resonates with people and ideally the right people. Okay. So that right there serves as not only a magnet, but also as a filter. And so that's your first layer, is to be very clear in your messaging, which is your, you know, your marketing, your client attraction, as to who best benefits, who this is for, who your work is really for. And the more clear you can be about that in a way that helps people self-identify, where they're reading your message and they say, oh, wow, this is for me. Kind of like you, when you came across Dr. Stickler, right? Mm-hmm. And you were listening to his podcast, you're like, ooh, this is for me. You were leaning in. You already, even though it was really unusual, you know, out of mainstream information, but you resonated with it. And if his message wasn't clear, you know, then he would be attracting all sorts of people that really at the end of the day weren't ready for that kind of understanding or approach or methodology. And so the same with you. You know, if you are very clear in terms of this is who benefits the most, this is who I work with, and get very clear on who that person is, right? What are the qualities? Not just open-minded. No, what kind of open-mindedness? Not just, you know, wanting a scientific approach. No, what kind of scientific? Not wanting to kick the tires and just give another fad a whirl, but, you know, what is it that creates that success? That successful client coach relationship that does lead to the most impactful outcome, and craft that messaging right from the very beginning. And then the second technique is to incorporate like a questionnaire as part of your scheduling process so that you have some very specific questions that you can ask prior to them even booking a time slot on your calendar. So it serves as a filter. And it's up to you to really dig down deep and reflective and say, well, what are questions that would help me better align or help somebody better align with me? And, you know, these aren't meant to be, are you ready to invest questions? These are questions really from the heart and knowing who you best serve. So does that help at all?
Yeah, that really does. You know, I'm already thinking about a couple of things that I could go back and change about the copy on my website to be more specific, not just about attracting people, but really finding people that I want and would be excited to work with.
Yeah, exactly. Some people think marketing is just the more the merrier, bring them in. I want a line standing outside my door, but they don't think that through and think, well, you want a line standing outside your door. That means you are trapped, you know, with working a lot of hours instead of working intelligently, right? With just the people that really are going to benefit the most. So yeah. Well, hopefully that allows you to just take a different perspective into the marketing messaging that you have. And also, like I recommended, just including a very specific questionnaire prior to them even being able to book a time on your calendar so that you know they're a potential right fit, your ideal client. So yeah, so that'll definitely save you some valuable time, some precious time, as we call it. And speaking of precious time, the pandemic, it's still so much in our world. I thought by now it would be something, you know, a distant bad dream, but we're still in the midst of it. There is light at the end of the tunnel, but there are variations that keep appearing. And, you know, the pandemic has created this microcosm of a shift in lives as we know it and has prevented that kind of go, go, go lifestyle. It's allowed us to kind of stop and have more time and space with ourselves and maybe reflect on our habits. So I'm curious, has the pandemic had any impact on the work that you do?
Yeah, definitely. You know, a lot of the work I was doing with clients, especially when the pandemic first hit, was, you know, helping them kind of realign their lives to be able to navigate working from home and kind of all the changes. And, you know, over time, I've seen more people that are just really interested in getting their bodies tuned up and able to handle whatever viruses, whatever things they encounter, and just, you know, create this foundation of safety. And I've done a lot of work with people in the last, you know, 6 months or so, really based around that. Like, how can we fortify and get the body ready to just, you know, take care of whatever it needs to? And, you know, I will say that the people that I have been working with have had just some great successes over the pandemic compared to some of the people they know. Like, I got an email from someone just last week, and this was a client that we did the bulk of our work with last year. And so I was just checking in, seeing how things were going. And she was like, you know, people have been talking about the quarantine 15 or gaining weight over the pandemic. And she's like, you know, I'm down to my lowest weight I've been as an adult, and it's great. And she was just feeling really vibrant and really able to manage the stress of the virus and the pandemic and everything.
Yeah, and that's,
you know, And so, you know, it's about being proactive and, you know, not letting the circumstances dictate your life.
Right. Yeah. Right there is validation for me that, you know, if you can be in social distancing and basically a lockdown and not being able to do all the things that are normal and, you know, bringing that sense of fulfillment doesn't seem the right word, but, and be at the best shape ever, you know, vibrant, energized, feeling great about your body. That's huge right there. Okay. I'm sold. Yeah, that's fantastic. Well, I'm just curious here. How do you work with people who want to finally, you know, feel great and achieve that peak performance naturally, as well as through really understanding the genetics in their bodies? Can you share a little bit about your philosophy or your approach?
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, my approach is very much a one size does not fit all approach. And we use the genetics as a way to just guide, you know, nutrition and all these other things that can be very specific. And so it starts with a genetic test. I work with a company called Apeiron Genomics, and we have a private labeled test that is very privacy secure. It's HIPAA compliant. You own your data. There's no chance of it, you know, being sold or anything like that. which is really important in the genetic space.
Right.
And so it starts with a genetic test, and that takes, you know, a couple of weeks for the lab to process. And then we meet and go over the results. And then with some clients, we might add some additional blood testing in or some other types of tracking. And some clients, you know, they just want the information. And some clients, they want the coaching as well. So I'll do just the genetic analysis for some people, give them information about their body, what types of foods are going to work best and create longevity and health. And then some people I'll work with ongoing to really implement those changes and work on any of the mindset pieces and figure out, you know, what it is that they need to do on an ongoing accountability basis as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That sounds just very straightforward. And I love how you incorporate levels of trust and, you know, letting them know that this information is protected, because I know that's a big concern right now. And it sounds like, you know, it's a very scientific approach, but it makes so much sense in terms of how people can really take charge and make those right decisions that balance out what their body truly does need to optimize its performance. So yeah, that's fantastic. Well, how can listeners reach you if they're interested in learning more about working with you?
Yeah, so people can go to my website, david-krantz.com, and you can check out all of the offerings and more information. And on my contact page, you can either send me a message directly, or I have a calendar you can book directly. And probably by the time you read this, I'll add some application questions as well to that. yeah, you just go to my website. I've got some articles and things you can read if you want to know more. And I'm easy to get in contact with.
Okay, great. And so that's David-Krantz, and that's KRANTZ.com, correct?
That's correct.
All right, fantastic. And are you on any of the social platforms as well, David, or is the website best?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm on Facebook as David Krantz, Epigenetic Coach, and I'm on Instagram with the handle Whole Systems Health.
Okay, all right, perfect. So they can follow you on Facebook and Instagram as well. All right, terrific. Well, David, you've already shared, you know, so many golden nuggets of wisdom and insights into your experience and how you've created this impactful business. But I'm curious here if you could share with us, maybe, you know, thinking of an entrepreneur who's possibly frustrated with their success, you know, maybe even doubting whether or not they've made a right decision, or if they even have what it takes to, you know, build a successful business. Can you share some insights based on your experience in building your business that might move the needle for them?
Yeah, you know, I'll say that I think just staying curious about whatever it is that moves you or you're interested in and really leading with that is going to take you to places that you couldn't possibly predict. And just leaving the opportunities for things to come into your life that you just might not expect. And curiosity seems to almost be an attractor or a magnet for stuff that ultimately ends up creating really good outcomes. So, you know, I'll say to, you know, anyone who's maybe frustrated or unsure about where their business is going, if you really just lean into whatever it is that energizes you, that in of itself, I think, propels the path.
I love that, because it's allowing, right? It's not forcing. It's not, you know, like, oh, I got to do this. I must do this. It's just keeping that open-mindedness and that sense of, this is what I'm seeing and I would love to have unfold, and let's just see what it presents. And obviously you've walked your talk there in noticing the logo on the side of the building, and it happened to be the podcaster that had made such an impact for you, and that path unfolded. And now here you are making a huge difference for so many people. So yeah, that's sound advice. Thank you for sharing that.
You're welcome.
And, you know, like I said, it's just been so great hearing about your journey from your early work as a musician and being a touring musician, and the rigors of that lifestyle that created a downward spiral on your health and well-being, and that wake-up call that prompted you to start asking questions and being curious about how can I get better here? How can I get back to my optimal health and vitality? And one path led to another, and here you are making a huge difference for others, helping them obtain their optimal health through cannabis nutrigenics, which we didn't talk about the cannabis portion. So maybe I'll open that up just a little bit here. You want to like reflect on how cannabis also has a key part to the nutrigenics?
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, you described that perfectly. So, you know, cannabis is just like any other substance that you put in your body. Some people respond really well to it and some people don't. And there's a lot of variation in between. And just like in the same way that some people are very sensitive to, say, saturated fats, you know, causes inflammation, causes negative health impacts. And some people are, you know, are a lot more flexible and able to tolerate them, and they're fine. Cannabis is pretty similar. And there's a lot of genetics that influence that. And so what I've done is create this test that can help predict, you know, are you going to be someone that has a poor cognitive response, maybe, you know, THC creating negative memory impacts, or are you someone who's a little bit more protected from that? Because there's a really wide range around, you know, what the proper dosage is for different people. Is this something that can be functional in your life, or is this going to make you sit on the couch and just not want to do anything? Because it's a very wide range. You know, genetics can be a very helpful way to tune and align with, you know, what type of cannabis products, if at all, are going to be helpful for whatever your goals are. And that can be, you know, to reduce stress and relax, and works really well for some people and not so much for others. So the genetics just give a bit more of a scientific insight and a way to filter those different outcomes.
Got it. I realized that we hadn't really shined light on that component of how it fits into the nutrigenetics. So yeah, thank you for clarifying that here before we wrapped up our conversation. And again, like I said, I've really enjoyed our conversation. It's just been, you know, awesome to hear of how you've aligned with your life journey and your zone of genius and are really making a huge difference for people in such an impactful way. So thank you again. I really appreciate your time and being a guest on my show today.
Yeah, absolutely, Wendy. I really appreciate you having me on, giving me the opportunity to share my story and what I do with your listeners. And it's been really a pleasure and really appreciate it.
Yeah. And again, for our listeners, you can reach David through his website, and that's david-krantz.com, and follow him on Facebook and Instagram. All right. For all our listeners, remember, when it comes to building a business that brings you joy and has an endless flow of high-paying clients, well, don't overlook the power of the optimized sales conversation, where you've triggered all four psychological states needed for your prospective clients to feel confident and excited about saying, yeah, this sounds great. What's next? So are you 100% confident that your sales conversations are optimized? Well, if you're curious, reach out to me and apply for a sales blind spot coaching session. You may be surprised by what we discover. All right. Well, this is Wendy Vaughn, Chief Paradigm Shifter and Sales Success Coach. And you can find me and our next podcast episode at predictablesalesresults.com. Well, thank you for tuning in to today's episode with David Krantz. And as always, here's to your success.